Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
More Chicago police officers are being told to go home for not reporting whether or not they're vaccinated, and their union is digging in its heels this morning. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest.
Chicago FOP President John Catanzara tells officers who are called in by supervisors to be counseled about reporting their vaccine status to make sure they have union representation. He notes the city will be putting more officers on no-pay status and sending them home while also graduating a new class from the police academy today.
Kind of ironic. One part of the day they're giving out new stars, the other part of the day they're willing to take them away. This is really an upside-down world.
Meanwhile, the head of the State Fraternal Order of Police Lodge tells members who are thinking about volunteering to help beef up Chicago police ranks to remember they are going into an unfamiliar, historically dangerous territory under brand new state rules regarding the use of force and that their careers could be in jeopardy. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A woman involved in the unrest that followed the police shooting of a man in Kenosha last year is heading to prison.
Anessa Fierro and a second person were indicted on arson charges for unsuccessfully trying to set fire to two Kenosha buildings in late August of 2020. Both buildings contained businesses and apartments with sleeping residents inside. A federal court judge yesterday sentenced Fierro to 5 years in prison, calling her conduct appalling and dangerous. Fierro's co-defendant had earlier also received a five-year sentence. Both had pleaded guilty following their indictment and arrest. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
712, water situation in suburban Dixmoor is still not resolved. Officials in both Harvey and Dixmoor trying to determine why the water pressure problems that started on Saturday in Dixmoor continue. Dixmoor spokesman Travis Aiken tells WBBM the two municipalities are working together.
Crisis like this, where people really come together and help each other out. And that's certainly happening in the village. But it is still frustrating because people want to be able to take showers. They can't drink their water now. Simple things that you take for granted every single day are now a major frustration.
Water boil order continues this morning in Dixmoor. And time to find a new Mercedes-Benz at LoberMotors.com. Now, from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here is Josh Liss.
Hello. Four games into the season, the Blackhawks are still hunting their first victory, nearly getting shut out in the home opener by the New York Islanders, 4-1.
There's an old saying that you can't win the Stanley Cup in October, but you can put yourself out of the race. So we got to figure it out quick and get back in the win column.
When you're not very good for the first three games, don't expect to just turn it on and play well and get the results and get the bounces. It's just never how it works. And that's what happened tonight.
Kirby Doc and Coach Jeremy Colliton, who was booed pregame, sees the Isles burn Marc-Andre Fleury for a second period goal, then three more in the third for a 4-0 lead. Mackenzie Entwistle scores the only Hawks goal, snapping Ilya Sorokin's shutout with just 26 seconds left. Midday practice for the Hawks who host Vancouver next tomorrow. Tip at 6 for the Bulls opening the season, a 5-point favorite in Detroit tonight. You can listen on 670 The Score. A big crowd of Sky fans jam into Pritzker Pavilion at Millennium Park for the team's first ever WNBA championship rally. It was a fun time. The team's already talking about a repeat. Bears pass rusher Robert Quinn goes on the reserve COVID list. He's questionable for Sunday's game in Tampa. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 39-year-old South Suburban man is heading back to prison.
Joseph Hall of Countryside will spend some serious time in prison for possessing and delivering heroin and fentanyl. That sentence includes 14 years for unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. Authorities say in 2018, Hall, already on probation for a felony conviction, agreed to deliver 2 grams of a heroin and fentanyl blend to an undercover officer in DuPage County. State police got a search warrant and reportedly found more than 15 grams of heroin, cocaine, and other drugs in Hall's Countryside home that they say he intended to sell. Authorities say they also recovered a semi-automatic handgun. Keith Johnson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And there's a chance the state's indoor mask mandate for public places could be lifted in time for the holidays. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports this morning on the ongoing assessments by political and public health leaders.
It is a big if. Governor Pritzker says he and state officials would like to see the mask mandate be able to be lifted by Thanksgiving and Christmas, but that all depends what the numbers are. He's not saying what the tipping point would be for lifting the mask requirement. Chicago Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says she'd like to see the mask mandate lifted when Chicago's COVID case count is under 200 per day.
We are still over 300 cases per day right now, so I don't anticipate that to be imminent. And I'm a little concerned that when we look at the upper Midwest, Minnesota is very much on the way up. Michigan is very much on the way up. And Wisconsin is also starting to be more on the way up.
Dr. Arwady says the key is to get more people vaccinated. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Latest round in the vaccinated battle between the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police Union and the city will take place in court today. A hearing will determine whether Judge Cecilia Horan should recuse herself from the case, which centers around the requirement that city workers reveal their COVID vaccination status. Now, the union notes the judge is the past president of the city's Gay and Lesbian Bar Association. They maintain it causes a conflict of interest because Mayor Lightfoot is a lesbian. An ex-city watchdog says there should be consequences for a botched coal plant implosion in Chicago's Southwest Side last year.
Former Chicago Inspector General Joe Ferguson says some people should be fired for the botched chimney demolition at the Crawford Generating Station at the West 36th and South Pulaski Road. The Sun-Times says Ferguson's report suggests the city did not adequately prepare for the dust storm to follow when the 400-foot chimney was brought down. Video showed dust covering homes and vehicles. The paper says once the mayor has a chance to digest Ferguson's recommendations, she can move on them or choose her own course of action. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Problems in the global supply chain are impacting the delivery of Halloween costumes and other holiday items. Cortland Hickey is general manager of Chicago Costume.
Things are scarce this year as far as like the different availability of different products, so if people are shopping around, that's my biggest bit of advice is don't hesitate, just get it.
Hickey says the Netflix hit Squid Game is easily the most popular costume this year.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.